XEPRS 1090 AM Rosarito, Baja California.
San Diego's sports leader.
The home of ESPN Radio.
The mighty 1090.
And now it's time for Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's talk hookup. For the next 2 hours, join Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Mexa, and this week's special expert guest for fishing information, new techniques to catch more fish, and the most current scoop on what's happening in the water. Let's Talk Hookup is sponsored in part by Yamaha Outboards, official motor sponsor of Let's Talk Hookup. Royal Polaris, the world's finest long-range sports fisher. By Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup, and Shimano Rods and Reels. Fish with the best, Shimano. Get ready for the fastest 2 hours on radio with the hosts of Let's Talk Hookup, Pete Gray and Rock God Rick Mexa.
Good morning, anglers, and welcome to Let's Talk Hookup. I'm Pete Gray. Rock God Rick Mexa is still on the Royal Star. Hopefully we'll hear from him today about the excellent fishing they're going to have or are having. Boy, do we have a show for you today. Hang on to your hats. We have the boys from Gen Ren Sport Fishing, Captain Mark Rayer and number one deckhand Jack Nielsen. We're going to be talking fishing here and giving away a great prize this morning. You stay tuned to Southern California Sport Fishing Voice. It's Let's Talk Hookup on the mighty 1090.
Who's going to be more successful? The guy with a state-of-the-art fish finder and the latest sonar technology? Or the guy who wastes time looking for fish the old-fashioned way? Smart fishermen know how to embrace technology. And no one understands technology better than your San Diego County Ford dealer. The new F-150 is the only truck available with Pro Trailer Backup Assist, the most advanced, most efficient way to back a trailer ever. It's just one of many high-tech features you won't find on any other truck. Ford is also the only brand available with EcoBoost, a twin turbocharged engine that offers impressive fuel economy without sacrificing power. In other words, Ford trucks just flat out work smarter. So whether you're on the road or on the water, don't let technology pass you by. Come in now and get a clearance price on a new high-tech 2017 F-Series pickup. Visit your nearest San Diego County Ford dealer today, Ford. That's California smart. Learn more at buyfordnow.com.
For decades, the Kona Kai has been considered San Diego's premier marina resort and spa. Now with millions of dollars in upgrades, the Kona Kai Resort is a destination for travelers worldwide who can live it every day. The docks and services are the finest quality in San Diego, and the Kona Kai is the closest marina to the open ocean. As a marina tenant, you enjoy many benefits, including secured free parking, a deluxe health club, swimming pool, and more. Enjoy discounts at their restaurant, bar, and hotel. If you don't have a boat, there are memberships available at a very affordable price. The Kona Kai Club has been offering members a home away from home since 1953. Members can spend their days on Kona Kai's private beach, meet new people in the club's modern lounge, share a meal with family at Vessel Restaurant and Bar, or pamper themselves in Spa Terra. Check out ResortKonaKai.com on the web for more information, to reserve a slip, or inquire about joining the club. The Kona Resort, like being on vacation every day in your own backyard. Bluefin tuna are here, and now is the time to take advantage of this amazing bite. The hot jig last year and this season is the Shimano Butterfly Flat Fall Jig. It's a totally new concept of butterfly jigging, but deadly effective. Best part, it's very simple to fish the Shimano Flat Fall. Drop the jig down to where the fish are holding, then crank it up 30 feet and then freeze spool. Or cast the jig and let it fall while in freeze spool. Wait for the bite, then put it in gear and wind. It's that easy. The Shimano Flat Fall is a center balanced jig and falls with a wobbling action in a horizontal position, making it irresistible to big bluefin tuna. Hundreds of big fish have been caught on the flat fall, ranging in size from the 130 gram to the 250 gram. They're back in stock now at your local Shimano dealer. So get yours now and go catch a fish of a lifetime on the Shimano Butterfly Flat Fall Jig. See your local dealer or check Shimano.com for all the details.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090. Pete Gray here. Rock God Rick Max has hopefully been going to be calling in, unless he's hanging on about like a 300-pounder or something at this point of wherever they might be in Point South on the Royal Star. It's our Let's Talk Hookup 12-day trip. And, boy, do I have a couple of fishermen in the studio here.
Huh?
Very accomplished anglers. Some of the most accomplished anglers you'll ever meet, ever, especially the guy to my immediate left. He's a deckhand.
A crew member, please.
A crew member.
I want to be, yeah.
Jack Nielsen.
Oh, you're talking about Jack.
Yeah. But then there's another guy right across from me who's a true captain, because I fish with him. I know he's a captain. He's the real captain. He's the captain of the ship today, Mark Rayer from Gen Ren Sport Fishing.
Good morning.
Good morning. Hey, so let's talk about, let's first, because, you know, it's got to be about Jack, first of all. Let's talk about Jack's personal best fish he just accomplished on the Royal.
That's not my personal best.
It's not?
No.
But why did you give everybody 15 by 17-color glossies of it?
Well, you know, it just happened. Yeah, how many do you want, Pete?
Yeah, as long as it's autographed, I want 10. Adam wants one, too. So
I got you covered. Yeah. Now, it was a 220.
What's your personal best?
272.
272.
Yellowfin.
Yeah.
Bluefin bigger.
Bigger?
Yeah.
Oh, well, East Coast.
Yeah.
Those don't count.
But no.
Yeah.
But yeah.
This is real fishing out
272.
Here.
272. Yeah. Actually, my opinion is it's much tougher to do a yellowfin tuna on an anchored boat than on a bluefin that's 500 pounds even in shallow water on a yacht that can back down on the fish.
It's not taking away from it. It's a
no,
cool
no, no, no. It is. It's big, heavy fish, but you can get a lot of help from the boat on an anchored Royal Polaris, for instance. The boat's your enemy. Other fishermen are your enemy. A lot of things can go wrong.
Now, Mark can chime in on that because he's done them both, right? Now, what would be tougher, that big bluefin back east or that big fish you just landed in the Western Outdoor News tournament?
Man, that's a really hard call, Pete. I got a bluefin 1,150 pounds, and the pure weight of the thing, it's something. But I got
that's five times the size of that yellowfin.
Though. Yeah, but the yellowfin has more heart. Let me put it that way.
Yeah.
It just has more heart.
Yeah.
That's the fish. That's the trip I missed.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It is.
Yeah. Now, that was on your fish was on the Red Rooster, right?
This one, yeah.
Yeah, with Captain Andy Cates.
Yeah, great guy.
Accurate
great
trip.
Beautiful trip.
Yeah.
Wonderful.
Nice trip, huh?
Yeah. Oh, it was fished mostly hurricane.
Yeah.
Took a little sniff of Clarion. But, yeah, it was hitting on all cylinders. Weather, people, boat, gear.
Gear. Gotta love it. Gotta love
everything.
It. Yeah. What did you land that fish on? Speaking of gear.
It was the Accurate Tractor, which was a kite fish.
An 80.
Standard 80 with the 200-pound Spectre, 1,000 yards of that. So pretty much game over once that...
And what was the rod?
It was a CalStar XXX 770.
Yeah.
And rail rod all the way.
Yeah.
And, you know, once that big hook, so you can put a real pressure on up. Once you get straight up and down, you put that thing in low gear and just keep cranking.
Wow. Now, speaking of CalStar, I want to tip my hat to John, who's... Mm-hmm. Taking over the reins over there, mm-hmm. helping out Leon over there at CalStar, doing a fantastic job.
Yeah. No, absolutely.
Have production back up and
building,
you know, just phenomenal rods.
Well, John can do it for sure.
Yeah, he's done a great job there. Yeah. So.
And Pat's great, wonderful too. Don't forget Pat.
Yeah, oh, Pat.
That's this lady over
keeps
there.
The thing. Cat keeps
That's
everything
the
running.
Lady over there.
Yeah, that keeps everything running.
God bless
sure.
Pat.
No doubt about it. So, Mark, now let's talk about your fish. Everybody, he showed us a picture of a check for how much?
132.8.
Is that the biggest win on Gen Ren Sport Fishing?
Yes, it is.
It is.
Yes.
And that fish was a demon, wasn't it?
It was the toughest fish that I've ever encountered. It was 239 pounds. When we put it on the deck, I called in Pat McDonald and told him we were coming in, and he asked me how big the fish was. And I told him high twos. I thought it was bigger than it weighed. It weighed 239 pounds, which was interesting because we were team 39.
Oh, wow.
I wish we would have been team 89, although I guess it wouldn't have made any difference because it won the money anyhow.
Yeah,
so,
yeah.
But it took us 4 hours to get that fish. And I've never spent...
4 hours?
Never spent 4 hours on
the right gear, too.
We had a topless Accurate ATD 50 with 130-pound braid, 100-pound mono, and 130-pound fluorocarbon leader. So we were basically fishing it on 130-pound gear. CalStar 765 XXXH
triple X
rod. that I just got. The rod I had just picked up from CalStar was the first fish we ever caught on that rod. And the reel I had just got from Accurate, it was the first fish we ever caught on that reel. Brand new gear, and took home a check for $132,800.
So that was 4 hours.
That was
pretty
sweet.
Did you think
you
were going to land that fish?
No.
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 Anytime you're on a fish for that long.
And, Pete, after the fish, we had the fish on for an hour, and it surfaced out away from the boat.
Uh-huh.
And I thought, oh, good. You know, we're not up and down anymore. The fish came up, and we're fishing it out.
You could back up on the fish.
Yeah. And it laid on its side, and there was bright sunshine, and it was absolutely gorgeous, this bright yellow and silver fish laying on its side, and we were pulling on it, and I was backing down on it. And it came around right past the stern, just out of reach where we could gaff it. And I thought, well, this fish is done. He's laying on his side. Well, the fish just did a drive-by to see who was pulling on it, man. It went back down, and it was game on, man. It was like
three more hours.
Yeah, 3 more hours.
Oh.
I tried to lead the fish. You know, the tricks you pull, you go down swell, you lead the fish,
sure,
starting at a knot, and I pick it up to a knot and a half. I picked it up to 2 knots, and the fish is coming behind us, and it would just go ballistic. It would just take off and dump the reel again, and I'd have to slow the boat back down. And I tried all the tricks I know, and the fish just didn't want to come.
Didn't want to come. Amazing.
Just, but it did.
It did.
It finally did.
And the gear held up, the line held up, everything.
Yeah.
Everything worked.
Yeah, we were
And you hooked
so
that
lucky.
Fish, right?
I hooked the fish on the bow, yeah.
On what?
Squid.
On
Humboldt.
A chunk of squid?
A chunk of Humboldt squid.
Wow.
Hooked the fish on the bow. It was hooked it at 9 o'clock, and I think we got to the scale at a little bit after 3.
Wow. If you would have hooked that fish in the afternoon, it would have been, you couldn't have made it, right?
No, as a matter of fact, interesting, the scale closes at 6 o'clock. 6 o'clock sharp, they will weigh no more fish. And a guy pulled up at 6:01, scale was closed, and he had a 300-pound tuna.
Oh.
And he would have taken all of that money.
Oh.
I mean,
6:01.
Yeah, 6:01. Scale closed.
I can imagine he was burning some fuel on the way in.
Yeah, he hooked the fish late and fought it hard and didn't make it.
They got it, but they didn't make it.
Oh, no.
What a heartbreak.
Yeah.
Rules.
It wasn't a heartbreak for us.
Yeah, because it would have kicked you out of the running.
Yeah, it would have.
Yeah. Now, here's a good story. You have this amazing, other than Jack being the great deckhand that he is, you have this great deckhand named Diego.
Yes.
Who I fish with. Everybody loves fishing. Is there anybody that doesn't love fishing with Diego?
Sometimes.
The competition on the other boats.
Yeah.
No, he's an incredible guy.
He's an incredible guy, and he's an amazing fisherman, too.
Yes.
He just has this sense.
Well, and Pete, he has a sense, and he has his. There's something about his vision. I would love to take him to an eye doctor and get him examined and find out what the eye doctor has to say. You know, when he picks up our Frasers, when he's looking through the Fraser stabilizing glasses.
Yep, the binoculars. Yeah.
Binoculars. He has to tweak one of the eyes way over to focus him so that he can see through him. So he's got some kind of monovision where his eyes don't see the same, and it gives him the ability to see in the water like I've never seen anybody can see in the water like that. We'll be fishing somewhere, and he'll go, man, look at all those tuna. And I'm looking at the water, and I absolutely, I cannot see them, you know.
You see water, just like I do.
I see water.
Lots of water.
Yeah. Well, and if I stare at it long enough, it's like one of those puzzles that you see sometimes. You can squint, and then you can pick something out on the puzzle.
Right.
If I stare at it long enough, then I pick up the tuna. But he picks them up instantly. He just sees them. He just sees. And there have been times when there's been a hot bite, and he'll have a bait on, and he's looking, and he's waiting, and he's looking, and he's waiting, and he picks his fish. He picks his fish, he pitches out the bait, and gets the big fish, you know, where I'd pitch the bait out, and whichever one ate it would eat it. It's amazing. It's amazing that he can do that.
He is unreal. The great story you have to tell about the sharing of the jackpot, that the
$132,800
that you won in the Western Afternoons tournament with that fish. Tell us about the guys that you're fishing with and the sharing, and then the sharing among your captains, too.
Well, the team, This team was Tequila Teasers. Mike Daniels is the captain of the team. He lives in Redlands. He is the epitome of the theme of the tournament. It's fish hard, party harder.
Oh, and he does.
And he absolutely. Tequila Teasers is the name of the team, if that gives you any idea. So he loves to fish hard, and he parties pretty hard also. But they were gracious enough to give us 20% of the winnings of the $132,000. So we took home about $27,000 out of that. Well, I don't participate in the winnings. I run the operation. My crews have to put up with me and fish with me. So whatever we win, whatever gratuities we get, it goes to the crew. So Diego got the $27,000 aside from the gratuity that Mike also gave him at the end of the tournament. That was before the awards. Friday, the tournament's over. He gave him a big, nice gratuity. Then we go to the awards ceremony and get a check, and then he gives him 20% of that check.
Wow.
Well, we went to get the money, and Diego says, you know, I'm going to split this amongst all the crew on all three boats. So everybody on all of my boats, the skippers on the other two boats, the deckhands on the other two boats, all got a piece of that winning.
Wow.
Which was...
That's pretty cool.
It's going to make a really nice winner for them because we're not fishing now.
Yeah,
but,
for sure.
But we won money in the East Cape Bisbee also this year. We won almost $45,000. And Rob Jones was gracious enough to also give the crew 20%. So Polo, Skipper Polo, walked away with about $9,000. And he did the same thing.
Wow.
He gave the, and then I, you know, these guys are young and they don't have a lot of mentors and I worry about them. Both of these guys went and bought property with their winnings, with the money that they won.
Smart man.
Diego just bought the lot next to where he lives. Polo bought a lot to build a new house.
Nice.
They're not buying beer and spreading it around.
Yeah.
And you know, Diego talked about a new car, but then he didn't get a new car. He went and spent it on real estate.
Real estate. Good for him.
That was pretty cool.
And Diego lives in Los Perales?
He lives in Campamento. He lives 10 minutes south of Los Perales.
Okay.
Right where the road goes to Cabo Pomo.
Oh,
There's a subdivision there.
Yeah. Okay. And it has a big arch over the front.
Yeah.
That's a neat area.
Yeah, that's where it is.
And here's the other crazy thing, too, that they just said. He said Diego doesn't have a bank account.
No.
Yeah. So very simple people down there. And that's one of the things that I love about the East Cape and fishing in Genren and staying at Rancho Leonero or Palmas de Cortez is it's simple down there still.
Very, very simple.
Yeah. And you've lived there for how long?
27 years.
27
years. I moved there in 91.
You get a little culture shock when you come up here, visit your mom?
A little bit.
Yeah.
You know, I like it there. When we converted this money that Diego won into pesos, so it was over 400,000 pesos. So I had to arrange with a bank in San Jose de Cabo to gather up that much cash. And they got the cash and they contacted me. They said, you can come get your money now. So I says, okay. So I went and told Diego, I says, hey, they got the money at the bank. And he says, okay, well, go get it. I said, I'm not going and getting that by myself. I'm not walking around with, not that it's unsafe,
yeah,
but I'm just not walking around with 400 and some thousand pesos by myself.
Sure, yeah.
So he went to San Jose de Cabo with me and, there's traffic and it's a lot different than where we are, where it's pretty tranquil. And he looked at me and he says, I just don't like being in the city like this.
Wow.
You know, I don't like the traffic, the people. He likes the simple life being out where we are. It's definitely a different life we're living. And, you know, I want on that track, I just want to talk about day to day when these guys are fishing with the anglers that fish with us. Most of the fleet seems like they want to have a little bit something to prove. They want to fly the most flags. They want to catch the most fish.
Yes.
They're very, very competitive. That's what I was trying to say. And these guys can be competitive. We win tournaments like we were just talking about. But on a day-to-day thing, when we have families and we have anglers that just want to have a good time, they're not competitive at all. Catching the most fish is not important. It's having a good time.
Right.
And if a guy wants to bait his own fish, I get guys that get on the boat all the time, and they said, the boat I got off the angler, the deckhand wouldn't let me bait the fish. I want to bait the fish. Well, we're going to let you bait the fish. And sometimes I'll forget. It's like, Diego, how come you're not baiting? Oh, the guy wanted the angler, he wanted to hook his own fish. And if you get it, you get it. If you don't get it, there's no other way to learn unless you get to try it.
Yeah.
Yeah, so... So that's and these guys all have the temperament to do that. They're
very mellow.
Very, very mellow.
Yeah, no doubt about it. Now, with that serenity of the East Cape and the wonderful atmosphere of the East Cape, does that all change when Jack comes to town?
Wait a minute. Wait, don't pull the Jack card on me, please. No, it's Jack is mellow as any of them, right?
Yeah, no, that's true.
In fact, Del Mar's story. I used to, cast baits on my own fish, and I was, decent at it, right?
Yeah.
And then Del saw Diego do it one day, and then I was still doing it, and then I had one where I wrapped all the outriggers with one. And Del just reached over and tapped me on the shoulder and says, would you just let Diego do it, please?
And you have ever since.
And I have ever since.
Yeah. That's so now we get hooked up and we scrape Jack up off the couch.
Yeah.
Out of the air conditioning.
Out of the air conditioning, yeah.
and he'll either come fight the fish or take some photos of it and do a video. But
no, I love the air conditioning. And by the way, Casa Rayor, sitting on the front deck of the Casa, where Mark's home, is just a beautiful thing, too.
It's a beautiful spot.
What a place to sit and just...
whole area is such a
beautiful
spot.
Yeah. It is. I hope it could stay that way, but I guess
hope so.
Things don't last forever.
Well, but
while you can.
Think about that, though. We said that 25 years ago,
true,
Jack.
True.
We said, this is not going to last. This is too good down here. Yeah. And it really has. It really has. Four Seasons coming in 10 miles away. It's probably going to, a golf course coming in, probably going to change some things down that way. Certainly going to change La Rivera, right? And that whole zone down there.
Yeah, for sure.
But still up in Los Perillas,
there's been a lot of growth, but the beach and the tranquility where we are pretty much seems to stay the same.
Yeah, and the growth has been an improvement, more restaurants, better restaurants, more competition.
More conveniences, more amenities,
things
like actually have a telephone you can use.
Yeah, 4G,
whole
deal.
Yeah. Still, it's still the same beach and the same very friendly people and helpful in any way they can. It's a great little part of the world.
It is.
It's paradise to me. Yep. That's what I call it, paradise.
Yep. And fishing with Mark on any of the Genren boats.
2 hours away.
The
hassle factor, which I like to, I gauge everything by hassle factor. And 2 hours away and a 45-minute drive, and you're there.
Yeah, pretty impressive.
I love New Zealand, for instance, but that's
a long way
to go.
Yeah.
You know that, right?
Well, yeah, but it's a beautiful spot, but you don't visit that every year either. You visit the East Cape how many times a year?
Probably four.
Four times a year, I wish I could. I only get down there two, maybe three times a year.
Poor baby.
I know. I need to go more because it's so close, like you say.
That's right.
It's an easy game. How many times do you come up and down?
Oh, I've been coming up and down a lot more now. I was here last month. I'm here this month. I don't know about January. I'll be back in February. I'll be back in March. I'll be back in April. I know that I have business commitments that I'll be back for all of those months, but the bonus is that I get to see my mother. She's 92 now. So
92.
Yeah. So I used to come up for years and years. I came up twice a year. I came up for Christmas and I come get my taxes done and to see my kids. But now with my mother getting older and her not wanting to travel down where we are, I come up here more often.
Yeah, that's cool. That's neat. Well, as you can hear, we have a great show lined up for you today. You want to see a studio shot of what it looks like right now. Our buddy Adam took a shot of all these
It's kind of the senior moment down here in the studio here with us three old guys.
Sad
in here.
But true.
Yeah. It's a studio shot.
We had our days, though.
And we're upright.
Yeah.
We're upright.
That's right.
Yeah, but it's good-looking old guys, that's all right. of them. Yeah.
I don't know why for you sure. made me wear that gray wig. I don't know what the...
But if you want to see that, it's on our Instagram. Hookup1090 is our Instagram call. And then, of course, on our Facebook page, which is Let's Talk Hookup Radio Show, check that shot out. And if you want to join us on the phones, we have lines open right now, 877-792-1090 or 858-457-1090. And thanks to Accurate and Accurate Jack. Accurate Piranha Pliers, they're the rigging pliers, which are awesome, awesome pliers. Love those pliers. Courtesy of Deckhand Jack and the guys over at Accurate. And when we come back, we're going to take some phone calls. Talk more fishing here. Talk more East Cape. Talk more Gen Ran. Stay tuned. Southern California Sport Fishing Boys. It's Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090.
This is Captain Tim Ekstrom from the long-range vessel Royal Star. With my partners Randy Toussaint and Brian Sims, we have set the bar for the long-range fishing experience. A spring 8-day, summer 5-day, or a fly-down, fly-back 11-day winter trip, we deliver the highest quality long-range voyage you will find. From our premium RSW fish storage to our top-of-the-line chefs and crew, Royal Star distinguishes itself from all others. Want to grab a spot on the Royal Star? Check us out at RoyalStarSportFishing.com or call Tracy at 619-224-4764.
Here's John Ireland for Rancho Leonero.
Ranch is small, you know. It's very personal, very intimate. I don't think there's anywhere else that you could have the old Baja feel and have all the miles of beachfront, the palapa roofs and the stone walls. There's not a room that you don't have some kind of ocean view. You don't give up any amenities at the ranch. It's just very rustic. You know how when you cook outdoors it tastes better? Well, that's Rancho Leonero. It just tastes better. We have paddle boards, we've got kayaks, we've got snorkeling equipment, of course, we've got 12 super pongas. We have dive trips, we've got over 40 kayaks at the hotel. We've got all Accurate equipment, very top of the line. And when the fishing's good, we'll freeze your fish, pack it all up, send it home with you. People love it. They'll come back 5-6 times a year. That's the highest accolade we can get. 1-800-646-2252, 646-BAHA. And RanchoLeonero.com, it's unique.
Indeed, it is unique. And another thing that is unique is the great rods and reels made by Shimano. And I got to tell you, you know, that bluefin is still biting at the 60-mile bank out there and other spots. And, you know, the reel, you know, they're saying, you know, 40 pounds, you know, maybe 30 pounds, maybe 50 pounds. If you hook a big one, you got to have a reel where you give yourself a chance to land that bigger fish, and that would be a Talica. My choice for fishing that 40 or 50 would be the Talica 16. Plenty of line capacity. Just ask Bob Fletcher. He got schooled on another reel there on lighter test this past week. But Talica 16 has the capacity when you put it with Power Pro on it, and you put a 40-pound top shot of Seaguar fluorocarbon on it. You have the power, you have the smoothness, and the castability to make that happen. You match that with one of those great Therez rods, you've got a powerhouse package there. I would pick a Therez XH rod, 7-foot, would be a perfect combo there. So check that out. You're going bluefin fishing here this winter. You take it, the Shimano rod and reel with you, you'll have a chance at a fish of a lifetime. Check it out at your local Shimano dealer or Shimano.com.
Sport fishing, not just for dad anymore. At Dana Wharf Sport Fishing, kids fish free every Sunday. Free half-day fishing trip and clinic free for kids 12 and under every Sunday at Dana Wharf. Join the Dana Wharf Kids Club and get over $100 of really cool stuff like 2 free fishing trips, a free whale watch trip, and more. Dana Wharf, everyone's favorite since 1971. Click DanaWharf.com or visit them in the Dana Point Harbor, the bass capital of the West, and only minutes from the 5 Freeway in Orange County. DanaWharf.com, where kids fish free.
Welcome back.
Easy.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090. Yes, mics are on, Jack.
Yes,
indeed. You want to join us, have a chance to win that Accurate Piranha rigging plier, you have your chance right now. 858-457-1090, a line open there, or 877
800-792-1090. Open right now. Before we jump into those phones, I want to ask Mark Rayer about the operation Genrin. For those of our listeners that aren't familiar with Genrin sport fishing, explain it.
Well, we have three deluxe cruisers. I kind of fell into this. On our venue is a little bit different than what anybody else offers down there. Our boats are the largest, the most deluxe, with the best equipment that money can buy. They're my personal yachts. I started with one. I outfitted it for myself, not to charter out.
You have two Cabo 35s.
Two 35 Cabo yachts, flybridge. They have all Simrad electronics, two touchscreen multifunction chart plotters.
Yeah.
Stabilizing binoculars, Fraser binoculars, CalStar rods, accurate reels.
And that's the thing. When you walk on any of the Genrin boats, you're very, very meticulous, I might add. Right, Jack?
Absolutely.
Yeah. And everything's taken. You walk on with, you don't even need to bring sunscreen anymore. Your hat, basically, and your sunglasses, and that's it.
Yes.
Yeah. And you're set. You don't have to lug tackle down to the East Cape. You don't have to worry about which lures or rods or reels or anything to bring down. You just walk on and you're set.
Here's the deal about bringing tackle down. Besides the hassle factor with the airlines and all of that, forget that. You're allowed to bring four rods and reels.
Right.
Try to figure out the right four rods and reels to bring, which terminal tackle to bring. We have 20 rods on each boat. Each one of our boats has 20 rods, from the smallest reel to the big tractor size reels, and everything in between. All the terminal tackle you would want, kites, downriggers, it's all on the boat. It's outfitted. If you could be a kid in a candy store, if you could go into Longfin or you could go into Fisherman's Landing and you could buy anything you wanted to bring on the trip,
you have it all there.
It's all there.
And it's all rigged meticulously. Hey, I'm going to interrupt you this a second. Rock Cod Rick's on the line from the Royal Star. Good morning, Ricky.
Hey, what's up, boys? How we doing?
Great.
The coffee service in the studio is not what it used to be, Rick, so you know. That's all I got to say. You can go back to work now.
well, I miss seeing you, and I know it's always a fun time with the boys in there, with Jack and Mark there. So, yeah, things are going great here on the Royal Star. We're having a great time. We're on our first full day, fishing day. Great time as always on the Royal Star. We got a really light load of super talented guys, and our Let's Talk Hookup trip's off to a great start. We went into Alejo's Rocks on our way down just to kind of break up the ride a little bit, and Captain Paul put us on some really good wahoo fishing. So we had a lot of fun doing that, and we came all the way down here to the Hurricane, and we got anchored up yesterday. We made really good time coming down. We were only really supposed to be here until this morning, but we slid in for the quick little afternoon session, and Paul got us on some nice big ones right off the bat. So it's been a great trip, and we're off to a fantastic start.
All right. So when you're talking big ones, like what are we talking big ones?
Well, I got lucky enough to catch one yesterday that was 200 right on the nose, 200.8, and that was our first big one. And then Eddie Abate, who's a Let's Talk Hookup regular, hooked one at the same time, and that one went 204. And Pete, I know you'll be excited. Brandon from the Tackle Store, Brandon Bono, he took big fish honors with a 265.
Ooh,
that he caught on a Talica 25 and 100 pound. It was quite a tussle between he and Blake, and he did an awesome job with the fish and put it on the deck. And like I said, that was literally in just a couple hour flurry, you know, and with that was some, you know, 70 to 90 pounders as well. Captain Paul is doing an awesome job. And like I said, we couldn't be off to a better start.
Holy mackerel, Rick. Congratulations. And is that Brandon's personal best? And on a Talica 25, Shimano Talica 25. Wow. That's a big fish on that small reel.
Yeah, this is a very big fish. I can tell you he's moved up to fishing at the Agra after the battle that ensued with that Tac 25.
Give me the big T.
Yeah, he did a great job.
Yeah, no kidding. Wow. And And that's just your first afternoon at Hurricane.
Yeah, that was our first afternoon. Morning's going good so far. We I got one maybe right around 100 right off the bat this morning. We've made really good skipjacks. There's really, really good sign of life. It hasn't been great fishing for any of the boats down here in the morning. It's definitely been more of an afternoon and evening thing. So we're just plucking away here. There's so much life on the bank. Brandon is yelling at me from the bottom deck, letting you know that he's on again right now.
So, all right. But,
yeah, there's definitely some good fishing to be had for sure.
Oh, any sign of Wahoo?
Yeah, there is. We definitely had we got picked off by quite a few of them yesterday. They eluded us when we were trying to catch them for the most part. I think we got two or three yesterday afternoon, you know, in amongst the tuna. But typical scenario, you'd be fly lining your baits, and they'd pick you off, and three or four guys would pick up the bomb and try to catch one, and they wouldn't be around. And as soon as everybody put them away, they'd pick off three or four more baits again. So there's definitely some Wahoo around, and who knows, if things are slow, maybe Paul will get us on those things. But I think with as good as the fishing is right now, we're just going to stay put and keep.
Wow, fantastic. Well, sounds like we lost Ricky there. But, hey, Rick, if you can still hear us, call us tomorrow. Give us an update. I know you want to get back down on deck and get things rolling there. And appreciate the call. And fantastic. Keep the good fishing going on that Royal Star trip. That's great. Nice to hear from Rick. Wow. That sounds like a heck of a start.
Wow, that's the way to start.
Yeah, that is.
I like the way Rick refers to his fish as, I was lucky enough to get.
Yes.
Rick is not lucky. He's good.
Yeah, he's good. No doubt. Yeah, no doubt. Anyway, yeah, for sure. All right, let's go back to Rick. Hey, Rick, sorry we lost you there on that satellite phone.
Yeah.
But anyway, yeah, give us an update tomorrow if you can.
You guys can count on it for sure. Just wanted to reiterate, great times, great people, great boat, great crew. We're going to get back to fishing. But, yeah, definitely I'll do my best. The only way I won't call is if we're attached to a big one. But say hi to the boys for me. Hope you guys are having a great show, and I'll give you an update tomorrow.
All right. Nice job, Rick, on the Royal Star. Give my best to Captain Paul Carameo running the ship, and all the guys, Blake and the guys, on the Royal Star deck. Appreciate the call. Go get a big one again.
You got it, buddy. Blake.
All
definitely
right.
Want to make sure that I said hi for him.
All right, very good. Well, thanks a lot for the call this morning. Appreciate that very much. That's no doubt about it. I'm going to bet. I didn't ask him, but he was talking about skipjack. I'll bet he's good at fishing that skipjack. I'll bet he caught that big one on the skipjack.
Yeah. That skipjack fishing is a whole talent thing in itself.
Yeah.
It's not for everybody.
No.
But if you know how to do it, and I know Rick knows how to do it.
Yeah.
He's right up in the Stas class.
Well, and you know who's on the boat with him.
Stas.
Stas.
Huh. Oh.
Yeah.
But it speaks for itself.
Yeah. Stas, okay. Stas is there. Yeah. So they're having a good time there. Speaking of having a good time, let's head on down to the Baja. The cast man, Richard Castaneda from Cast Tours, is on. And this catch report today from Cass is sponsored by Anza Knives, handcrafting knives in San Diego County for over 30 years. Anza Knives are made from high-carbon steel, which holds a great edge, and it's easy to sharpen. They offer a variety of fillet knives, as well as hunting knives, general-purpose, and one-of-a-kind collector knives, too. Once you try an Anza Knife, and I can attest to this, I am telling you, you're going to get hooked. It is absolutely, in my opinion, the best knife I've ever used. Hands down, unbelievably quality, and the sharpness and the ease of sharpening is amazing. Check AnzaKnives.com for more details. That's ANZAKnives.com. And see Don from Anza Knives at the Crossroads of the West Gun Show coming up in Del Mar next weekend, December 9th and 10th. Plus, tomorrow on Let's Talk Hookup, our guest Al Q, saltwater fly fishing expert, is going to be in the studio. We're going to give away one of those Anza fillet knives on the show tomorrow, the one lucky caller. So that's happening tomorrow, and thanks to Anza Knives for that. And let's go to the cast man, Richard Castaneda. Buenos dias, cast man.
Hey, buenos dias, boys.
Hey,
good
cast.
Show, as usual, when you got Mark and Jack on there, that's always a great, great, great time. And hey, how about my SC Trojans, man? Pac-12 champions.
Yeah, they got lucky last night.
Oh, come on.
Yeah. I'm in that goal line stand. Come on, Cass, man.
That was not luck. I mean, that's the team came through, man. I'll tell you, it was a great game. God, I'm just, we had the gang here last night, and things were going crazy, and it was fun. It was fun.
But, cool. Congratulations. That was a big win.
Yeah, before we get started with the report, though, I do want to make a comment on Genran. You know, we book a lot of the their deluxe, what we call super deluxe cruisers there.
Thank you, Richard.
Mark's got a great fleet there, and no matter what hotel you're going to, whether it's Palmas or Playa del Sol, Rancho Leonero, we're able to put you into the hotel and also line up Mark to take you guys out on some of those really, really nice boats. And like they said, you don't need to bring anything. Just bring your shorts, your T-shirt, your thongs, and you're ready to rock. So anyway.
He doesn't do your laundry, though. By the way, he doesn't.
He doesn't?
Yeah, bring your shorts, but he doesn't do the laundry yet.
Well, you know, do it like the old days when you put your laundry out behind the,
yeah,
the
right.
prop wash. You know.
Put it on, behind on a rope. That's right. That's what Dell used to do.
Yeah, the old prop wash. That used to work pretty well back in the day. Anyway, gosh, the fishing, Pete, let's start off with the number one winter destination, Ixapa Zihuatanejo. Really some good fishing going on down there. Not far off the beach, blue water about a mile out of the harbor. They're fishing out between 5 and 8 miles. A lot of sails down there right now. Top boats releasing 3 to 4 a day. Some blue marlin mixed in with them, a few dorado, a few tuna mixed in the same area. So some really good fishing there. Of course, along the beach is there. This is the time of year to be fishing for those roosters, those big jacks, and Sierra mackerel. The cobble boats are fishing the Pacific side, up the Finger Bank to Sahaimi to the Golden Gate. They're still averaging about one striped marlin per boat per day there. You're getting a little mix of yellowfin tuna and dorado. And, of course, the San Jose fleet is still fishing up inside the Gia Cortez there at the Iman and San Luis and Vino Rama areas. The Wahoo bite did die down, but those yellowfin tuna are still there, getting limits of the football size stuff, an occasional 40, 50 pounder. No big boys landed this week, but some good fishing going on down there. And I'm telling you, it's you guys want to go to good, great winter destination. You got Cancun and you got Ixtapa Zihuatanejo. Fishing is great there. Weather is fabulous between now and the end of April, into May. Anyway, that's the report for this week, Pete. And anybody wants to book a trip into Southern Baja, mainland Mexico, give us a call at Cast Tours at 800-593-6510 or on the web at www.casttours.com. And I'll talk to you guys next Saturday.
All right. Excellent, Cast Man. Appreciate that report. Talk to you next Saturday. All right. Jack and Mark are here in the studio. Your opportunity to talk to these gentlemen here in the studio, 877-792-1090. Also, your opportunity to win a pair of Accurate Piranha rigging pliers, beautiful pliers, courtesy of the guys at Accurate. Let's go ahead and start it up with Ed in West Covina. Good morning, Ed.
Good morning. How you guys doing today?
Great.
Great.
My question is for Jack. I own nothing but Accurate reels, but the biggest one that I have is a Boss 665 two-speed, and I did a 6-day on the Royal Polaris that went to Guadalupe, and I wouldn't say I was undergunned, but it was, you know, I need to make the next step, and I'm looking at maybe before I do that, getting on that trip in February on the Royal Polaris for the Accurate sponsor trip and finding out how much gear do you guys actually bring for that trip? Like, what would I need to bring if I was interested in making that trip?
Well, if it's an Accurate sponsored trip, which I think that one is, we bring probably 40 to 50 rods and reels all rigged up, pretty much anything you need. If you are going to be no gear, I always recommend you call the office and let them know that so we can prepare for you. Generally, people will bring some of their own gear and then have an opportunity to test the CalStar and the Accurate combinations.
That's lugging a lot of gear down there, Jack.
It's a lot of work.
Yeah.
But it's a lot of fun.
Do you have an assistant?
Yeah. Actually, that trip is run by Bob Peterson, I believe. And I don't do that trip, but we have people.
Yeah, people. Good. All right. Very good, Ed. Hey, thanks a lot for the phone call this morning. Let's jump back in the phones. You want to get through? That freed up 858-457-1090 open right now. Rory in Wildomar. Good morning, Rory. Thanks for joining us on Let's Talk Hookup. Hi, Rory.
Good morning, sir. I'm going to tell you that Playa del Sol is awesome. Okay.
It is.
You can down, right down to the smokehouse.
Yep.
And that is pretty neat. I mean, when you get done from your fishing and everything, you get your fish all developed and everything else like that. That is great. I mean, I love it. I love that place. The questions I have for you is, you guys go and, hey, we're getting the big bluefin, and I'm going, you guys use steel leaders if you have to do that. And then I'm going,
nope.
Yeah, I'm just wondering, do you use steel leaders? I already know you got 100-pound fluorocarbon.
Yeah. Now, Mark, let me ask you this. When do you use steel leaders in the East Cape when you're fishing on gen red?
Most of the time we don't.
Yeah. Even for Wahoo, right?
Even for Wahoo.
Yeah.
Even for Wahoo, we tie the Halco lures straight to the fluorocarbon. And I just feel like you get bit better, and I'll take the bite and sacrifice the lure if I have to.
Yeah.
And I don't feel like we lose that many fish because we're not using wire. Wire is just a deterrent.
Deterrent, yeah. And especially for tuna fishing.
Oh, bluefin. They're hard enough to get to chew as it is.
Yeah, no doubt about it, for sure. Hope that helps you there, Rory. But I agree with you. Playa del Sol, Palmas de Cortez, which is right next to Palmas de Cortez, and a Van Mormon Resort. Beautiful spot. Smaller than Palmas de Cortez, but a beautiful setting, pool. And you literally walk across the street to the East Cape Smokehouse and have fantastic burgers. And they have some of the best sashimi over there.
Shrimp tacos, please.
Oh, yeah. Good.
Playa del Sol, they've done a lot of remodeling. It is really, really nice.
Yeah. No, they've put a lot of money into it, and it's small, so it's almost like you get all the old-world hospitality quaintness of it right in the center of the town.
Yes, and Tomas, the boat dispatcher, and Brenda in the office, they are... just as accommodating as you could be.
As possible, yeah, for sure. Hey, anyway, I hope that helps you out, Rory, and thanks a lot for the phone call this morning. That does free up 858-457-1090 open right now. Jerry from Dana Point. Good morning, Jerry. Thanks for joining us on Let's Talk Hookup.
How you doing, guys?
Good.
Great.
Anyways, I just wanted to mention to you that last week you had mentioned about the gun show selling those fillet knives.
The Anza knives, yeah.
And when it happened, when I went there, he had to dig around, and he couldn't figure out why he sold all his fillet knives. I told him the reason why is that Pete had mentioned that on a show that you had them on sale, so we had to come down and buy one.
Wow, that's fantastic. And what a nice guy Don is, huh?
Oh, yeah. He's a very, very nice guy. So I did buy one, and we'll see how it holds up.
All right. Have you used it yet?
Not yet, but hopefully soon.
You're going to be impressed. I can tell you that because I've been using it, and I'm totally impressed with their knives.
Yeah. He was mentioning how the difference between stainless steel and the high carbon steel, the high carbon steel would hold an edge a lot longer, which would be a lot nicer. That way there you can get through several fish without having to resharpen.
Yeah, versus like a straight stainless steel.
Coming from a heat-treating metallurgist kind of guy, that is absolutely true.
Is that true?
Yeah.
Why is that, Jack?
It's just that carbon is the element in steel that allows you to harden the material. It's carbon.
Carbon.
And now the downside with carbon is that's the element also that will show rust.
Uh-huh.
So there's a stainless steel called 440C that... blades can be made out of, but they don't have that edge holding ability that carbon steel
has.
Yeah.
That carbon
carbon
steel.
Is the secret.
But really, for high carbon steel knives, just once in a while, if you put a little bit of oil on it, it's really not.
Oh, no, absolutely.
It's not that big a deal to take care of them.
Yeah.
You can't just leave them laying around in the bottom of your bilge.
Yeah.
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 Yeah. You are brilliant.
I did make one suggestion to him, though.
Sure.
And that was to drill a hole at the end of the handle,
uh-huh,
so that you can put like a loop through it, so that when you are cleaning fish and you're you're trying to clean off the scales, wherever you have on it, or blood, that it doesn't go into the ocean because it slips out of your hand.
Ah.
You said that the no.
Well, we used to have that on piranha.
Prevent that.
That's right.
But like I said, you know what? If it could happen, I would do it because they've lost a couple of knives before I figured that out.
Yeah, you know, that's the advantage of that of ANZA is it's a custom knife, and
right.
And they'll customize it for you if you really want to. I'm sure Don told you.
Oh,
that.
Yeah. He said that he could do that.
Yeah.
So I'll probably see him next week and have him do that for me.
Yeah, at the Del Mar Gun Show.
Yeah.
There you go. Hey, also I might add too that knife that you bought, the ANZA the primary fillet knife that they have making two different models now. I like the handle on that because it has a little indent on the blade where you can
right.
kind of get a little grip on it. It's kind of nice.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, for sure. So good. I'm glad our mention on Let's Talk Hookup sold them out. That's a good news, Jerry. Appreciate the call this morning. That does free up 877-792-1090 open right now. Let's go ahead and talk to Charlie calling us from Gardena. Good morning, Charlie.
Good morning, guys. I had a question for Mark, and I was wondering if you could tell us about your connections, your line sizes on that jackpot tuna that you got.
Oh, we got
because you talked about three different lines in there, and I'd like to know your connections.
Okay, we have a lot of connections. Connected with Akrit, connected with Pete. The braid, the Spectra. If we got to put two pieces of Spectra together, we will tie two bimini knots and then do. Loop them together. Do a loop to loop. And in this particular case, we did have a loop to loop in the middle of the spool.
Okay.
I won't dump a whole spool of Spectra if I don't have to. And that's a perfectly good connection. We don't have any
sure.
problem with that. The Spectra to the monofilament, we use what I call a worm knot. I don't know what the real name of it is. Is it a worm knot? You take your
Bob Sands knot, maybe. Or?
It's a bimini. To the monofilament,
okay.
And you wrap the bimini around the monofilament
mm-hmm.
and put the line through the end, and then pull on it. And the
yeah. could
and
be an Albright or a
no,
a worm
it's not.
Knot.
A, it's not an Albright.
Yeah.
I call it a worm knot.
Yeah, all right.
Okay,
yeah, but next time I'm down, I'm going to show you the John Collins knot.
Yeah.
Well, I haven't got to that yet.
You haven't graduated.
I haven't got to that yet. Then went from the monofilament to the Spectra. The monofilament to the fluorocarbon. I'm going down the line here. The monofilament to the fluorocarbon, we use a John Collins knot.
Okay.
To tie that. And then everybody has their own choice to tie the hook on to the.
Well, I think you probably the John Collins knot would not work for monofilament to fluorocarbon. It's probably like a back-to-back uni. Or something like that, because John Collins is made for Spectra to fluorocarbon and mono.
You're right.
Yeah. Yep. So that's why Diego ties all the knots.
That's a true story.
Got to get the right knot. But I will say this. John Collins, as you may have heard, Jack, last Sunday was on the show, and he says he doesn't like the John Collins knot over 80 pound because of the size of it. He'll go and use that Bob Sands knot for that. And I want to learn that knot, too. So that's something that you might take a look at, too.
Well, and on all of our rods, for the large gear like that, I was using Bigfoot guides. I was buying, I was having the rods custom wrap with Bigfoot guides, the AFCO guides that they make,
yeah.
The roller guides. And we have gone away from that. And now the ceramic guides are so good, we've pretty much gone to all ceramic guides on all of our rods rather than using the roller guides. And I find that I'm kind of mimicking the long range rail rods because that's what they've gone to. I don't see those guys using the roller guides.
Yeah.
And I figured if they can use that monster gear with the ceramic guide, so can we. And they're
yeah.
good enough now that the Spectra doesn't saw it and they work. They
yeah.
just the heat dissipates. There doesn't seem to be a problem with it.
No doubt about it. Hey, Charlie, thanks a lot for the call this morning. And when we come back, we're going to hear from Art Taylor, captain of the Searcher. Tell us about what's going on in the Searcher. More of your phone calls. For Jack and Mark here, Let's Talk Hookup, Mighty 1090.
This is Captain Art Taylor of Searcher Sport Fishing. Come join our seasoned crew led by Captain Aaron Remy and me on a fishing adventure to remember. Our 2018 schedule is available now with multi-day trips to fit your budget. The Searcher has remodeled cabins, an RSW system to preserve your catch, and great meals prepared by our chefs. Don't wait. Book your adventure online now at SearcherSportFishing.com or call Celia at 619-226-2403. That's 619-226-2403. Visit SearcherSportFishing.com.
Happy holidays from Fisherman's Landing Tackle. Hi, this is Doug Kern. Be sure to get that saltwater angler on your list what they really want. A gift from Fisherman's Landing Tackle from Shimano. We have the best Shimano has to offer, including Talica, Trinidad A, Therese, Stella, Tranks, Terramar, Colt Sniper, Torium, Tiagra, Flatfall, and much more from Shimano. Bottom line, we have the most complete selection of Shimano saltwater tackle and the knowledge to help you pick out the perfect gift. Check out our huge selection at saltwatertackle.com or come by and see us at Fisherman's Landing Tackle at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego. Fisherman's Landing is the top choice in local and long-range fishing. Our hardworking crew is always looking for ways to improve your fishing experience. We offer the finest open party trips from 1 to 3 days, the best charter boats available, and of course, our world-renowned long-range fleet. Fisherman's Landing is a full-service sport fishing operation offering great half-day and three-quarter-day trips. Book online at fishermanslanding.com. I'll see you at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego.
I got a garage full of fishing tackle, and every time I get out on the water, I realize I forgot something important. But I never forget my life jacket. I make sure my buddies wear theirs, too. Save the ones you love. A message from California State Parks Division of Boating and Waterways.
Alaska is one of the ultimate fishing destinations in the world. This is Rock Cod Rick, and every year, the one trip I look forward to is Kingfisher Charters in Sitka, Alaska. My dad and I have been going for over 15 years, and I just can't wait to go again. No one does it better than Kingfisher Charters. They offer the best service, the most comfortable accommodations, fantastic food, the finest fishing charter captains in all of Sitka, and the ultimate value. Sure, I've been to others, but time and time again, nobody beats Kingfisher Charters. You can catch huge halibut like the ones we do almost every year, and salmon? Well, Sitka is famous for some of the best runs in Alaska. We also get plenty of rockfish and huge lingcod. And when it comes to fish processing, the best in Alaska is Kingfisher Charters. And listen to this, it's all included in your package. In fact, everything is included except the tips. It's truly amazing how the Kingfisher crew continues the quality of service they deliver year after year. Come and join me on the Let's Talk Hookup trip in June, or just go when you can. Kingfisher Charters, 800-727-6136, or check kingfishercharters.com.
It's time to get excited about fishing, and Point Loma Sport Fishing has everything you'll need. They offer half-day and three-quarter-day trips daily, perfect for families and the novice or seasoned fishermen. Point Loma Sport Fishing also offers overnight to multi-day trips, targeting the best of seasonal catches. Visit their website at pointlomasportfishing.com, where you can purchase tickets online and get more information on the trips available, or call 619-223-1627.
XEBRS 1090 AM Rosarito, Baja California.
San Diego's sports leader.
The home of ESPN Radio.
The Mighty 1090.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090. You want to get through, have a chance to win that Accurate Piranha rigging plier and talk to Jack and Mark from GenRen Sport Fishing. 858-457-1090. Open right now. Also, 877-792-1090. Let's talk to Captain Art Taylor from the Searcher. Good morning, Art.
Hey, good morning, Pete and Jack. How's it going today?
Doing great. Are you on the boat?
We are not. We're tied up. Our season's over. We're getting ready to haul the boat out of the water that we do annually and, you know, doing some maintenance and fixing things up a little bit and getting ready for haul out here. We're going to San Pedro next Sunday, and we'll be out of the water for a week, and we'll get the bottom renewed and Coast Guard inspection and all that stuff that we do this month.
Fantastic. Sprucing it up.
So I wanted to call in and thank Mr. Nielsen for all his support. We got a great relationship with Accurate Products.
For
and
sure.
And outfits that Jack provides us so that we can loan them out to customers that might need a rod and reel combo or, you know, the crew fishes and hooks a fish and hands it off to somebody that doesn't have one or is a novice or something like that. And it just, it's been such a great program, and we're very grateful for the support.
Hey, thank you. It's a mutual thing, Art. It works out great. It's a great boat. I enjoy fishing it myself for sure. I just kind of learned about it, you know, the first couple trips, and I thought, boy, this is something I want to do. So we're doing an annual 3-day trip now, which I definitely want to be on, and I think it's in July.
Yeah, June.
Oh, by the way, I got my Sherpa here. Pete's got a delivery down at the Fisherman's Landing for you, some reels that are all serviced and ready to go for the start of your next season, so he'll be bugging you for that.
I'll be dropping it off for you, Art, for sure. But I'll tell you what, our Searcher is such a comfortable boat to fish on, and the food is great. The crew is fantastic. Art and Aaron do a fantastic job, and it's just a super comfortable, great ride, classic long-range sport fisher.
Yeah, then we have Gary Gillingham, by the way, just to throw his little name in there, who runs several of the accurate Searcher trips, and Gary's a great guy, too. I'm sure you agree with that, Art.
Yeah, absolutely. Gary, it's just a pleasure to have on board. He's a wealth of knowledge, and he knows all about accurate products and all the outfits that he brings that for loaner tackle and everything, and it's a great opportunity if you go on one of those accurate product sponsored trips to just try out an accurate reel. It's a great thing, and he brings a bunch of swag with him, with shirts and hats and jigs to give away. It's just an awesome experience, and Gary is just an absolute pleasure to have on board. And on top of that, he's a great fisherman. He gets a lot of bites, so it's helpful for the whole group.
He's up on the bow all by himself sometimes, and then he comes sliding down the rail and says, "Anybody need a fish?" Again.
Hey, Art, when's the Searcher back in operation fishing?
Well, not until June, Pete. We have this, thing that we do in the spring, natural history, where we're going down to Baja looking at wildlife and whales and that sort of thing. So that's starting at the end of January through April, and then we'll have another short maintenance period to get ready for fishing and, you know, transfer the boat back to fishing mode. So we're looking forward to 2018. That's going to be a great year, and of course, if anybody wants to book a spot, the 2018 schedule is on the website searchersportfishing.com, or they can call Celia at 619-226-2403.
All right, Art. Cap Mark Taylor from the Searcher. Keep up the great work. We're proud to be associated and sponsored by Searcher Sport Fishing, and hey, thanks for the call this morning. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
All right, very good. And when we come back, more of your phone calls coming up for Mark and Jack. Catch Report. Going to find out what's biting out there. You stay tuned. This is Southern California Sport Fishing Voice. It is Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090.
This is Chelsea from Dana Landing in Mission Bay. We are truly the one-stop shop for a great day on the water. Looking for a fishing charter? Dana Landing has you covered with the Blackjack. Perfect up to 4 anglers, or the Impulse up to 6 anglers in comfort and style. Dana Landing has a huge tackle shop with everything you need to go fish bay bass, tuna, or marlin, and our staff will dial you in. We even have Mexican and California fishing licenses and reel repair. Our deli at Dana Landing is a local's favorite with all the food, ice, and beverages you need. Hey, need freshwater tackle? Head to East County Bait and Tackle, the ultimate in rods and reels, the latest freshwater lures, and live bait. ECBT has a staff second to none when it comes to sharing their passion for fishing. ECBT is at the end of the 67 Freeway on Maple View and Lakeside. And Dana Landing is next to the Dana Launch Ramp in Mission Bay. Check out danalanding.com for more details.
You've heard all about it. You know the anglers catching fish have it. So what's holding you back? It's a fact. FishDope.com really does help you catch more fish and burn less fuel. FishDope.com is the only fish finding service with a spotter plane along with a crew of top anglers on the water almost every day that report actual locations and catches. You can get daily catch reports from Point Conception to San Martin Island 365 days a year. FishDope.com is for everyone, whether you have your own boat, fish on your friend's boat, or a sport boat. FishDope.com has online planning tools, moon phase, tides, hot bite icons, and more. So bottom line is, if you don't have FishDope.com, well, you're probably missing a lot of bites. Membership costs less than $50 of gas, and that's for the entire year. That's right, 1 year. What a bargain! Plus, use the special code to save $20 on a new FishDope.com membership. Check it out today. FishDope.com. Catch more fish, burn less fuel.
XEPRS 1090 AM Rosarito, Baja California.
San Diego's sports leader.
The home of ESPN Radio.
The mighty 1090.
Great boats, free parking, and a fully stocked tackle shop. Just a few of the reasons Seaforth Sport Fishing is a favorite among anglers. Come aboard top charter boats like the Aztec, Cortez, Endeavor, Eclipse, Apollo, Outer Limits, Pacific Star, Elgato Dos, Alexis, Pride, Privateer, Tribute, Pacific Voyager, and the Voyager. Plus, the new Seaforth Sea Watch in San Diego offer the finest half, three-quarter, and full-day trips available. Check out the full-service tackle store at Seaforth Sport Fishing. And it's all run by fishermen for fishermen. 1717 Quivira Road, just off Mission Bay Drive in Mission Bay. Book online at seaforthlanding.com.
Hi, I'm Hayden Lane from Fast Lane Sailing and Kayaking Center, and I want to tell you about our newest, best-selling kayak, the new Hobie I-11S. The thing is an inflatable kayak, but this thing has all the advantages of an inflatable kayak with no sacrifice in performance. It's super wide, and it's super stable. It's shaped like a stand-up paddleboard. It just skims across the water, making it one of our fastest kayaks, and it rolls easily back into its bag. That's right, easily. It's so quick and easy to use, it's become my go-to fishing kayak. My mom and dad just threw a couple in the car and drove up to Mammoth Lakes for a few days and caught a whole bunch of trout. This kayak solves so many problems for so many people. No roof racks needed, no storage in the garage, throw it in a closet, throw it in the back of your car. Most importantly, come down and try this new kayak out. You won't believe how well it works. We do demos every day at our shop right on the water in Mission Bay and would be happy to take you out on it. So call the shop at 619-222-0766 to schedule a demo. Or check us out on the web at fastlanekayaking.com.
For local and long-range fishing, the Islander out of Fisherman's Landing is a favorite among seasoned or novice anglers. But Islander Charters is much more than great fishing. They also do incredible Guadalupe white shark diving trips as well as a schedule of kayak mothership trips. You need to check out the Islander on their website, islander-charters.com. The Islander is San Diego's leader when it comes to 2 to 5 day fishing. Watch the website for trips and adventures available. Experience the Islander difference. Visit islander-charters.com for all the details.
Who's going to be more successful? The guy with a state-of-the-art fish finder and the latest sonar technology? Or the guy who wastes time looking for fish the old-fashioned way? Smart fishermen know how to embrace technology. And no one understands technology better than your San Diego County Ford dealer. The new F-150 is the only truck available with Pro Trailer Backup Assist, the most advanced, most efficient way to back a trailer ever. It's just one of many high-tech features you won't find on any other truck. Ford is also the only brand available with EcoBoost, a twin turbocharged engine that offers impressive fuel economy without sacrificing power. In other words, Ford trucks just flat out work smarter. So whether you're on the road or on the water, don't let technology pass you by. Come in now and get a clearance price on a new high-tech 2017 F-Series pickup. Visit your nearest San Diego County Ford dealer today. Ford, that's California smart. Learn more at buyfordnow.com.